This is Hurley in the Morning with America's Mayor, Rudolph Giuliani. What a great event, the 200 Club, the incredibly profound work that they do. And Mr. Mayor, just a quick comment about today's incredible event.
Well, this is organization does work that is absolutely necessary for the community. It supports families of police officers, firefighters who die in the line of duty. It supports them emotionally. It supports them financially. And we've got a great debt to these people who put their lives at risk for us. We have a debt that we can never repay. So the 200 Club helps to repay what is really our communal debt to people who keep us safe. I mean, they go out at night, daytime, put their lives at risk. We're the ones that are home safe. When, God forbid, something happens to them, we should be there for them. The 200 Club makes sure that a lot of people are there for them when something like that happens.
We all obviously have a great stake in this nation. We're all Americans, but you ran for president of the United States. You wanted to lead this great nation. Everybody that listens to me knows I believed you were the best candidate to be the next president of the United States, and we're looking at such challenging times right now. Give us your take on those economic issues of today, also what you think of Mr. Obama's early solutions.
Well, I empathize with the problem the president is facing. He's facing a huge problem. It's a problem he inherited. There's no question about it. So that's all fair. But it's also important for us to assess, is he making the problem better or worse? And in my humble opinion, I believe he's making the problem worse. Since he's gotten into office, I think he's made decisions that are not designed to stimulate a private economy. In fact, in my experience, they actually have the impact of depressing a private economy. To do massive government spending in a somewhat uncontrolled way, government spending that isn't tied specifically to returns on revenue, is, I don't know if that's ever a good idea. It's certainly not a good idea when you're going through a very, very difficult time. You just make your problem that much greater. You also have a tendency when you do that kind of out-of-control spending, which was true of the stimulus bill and the budget bill, you tend to send a message to the markets that you're not serious about reining in government, and that's going to have a depressing effect on the markets. They're going to take a long-term look at this and say, this is going to prolong the problem, and then when the problem does get resolved, we're going to have tremendous inflation. Because the only way you can pay for all this is by raising taxes, which has a depressing impact on private money, and then secondly, the other thing you have to do is print money in order to pay for trillions of dollars of spending, and that means inflation.
And these trillions that are on the table already, with promised trillions still to come, my local congressman thinks it's going to be about a $5 trillion type of situation before too long, not to mention the new president campaigned on no earmarks. We see 8,000 in one piece of legislation that's a half of a trillion, I guess, in size, 8,000 earmarks when we were told there would be none. So the early line, I would agree it's early, but the early line doesn't look so good right now.
The thing that would help, and I faced a crisis, certainly not of this proportion, but a big financial crisis when I took over as mayor of New York City, 11% unemployment, actually higher than now, and loss of jobs and big decline in tax receipts. The single most important thing a mayor, governor, or president can do is to show significant discipline. That is what will impress markets and business people, meaning discipline on your own spending. It doesn't mean you can cut out everything, but you cut out everything you can. And the only spending you do is the absolutely necessary spending. That gives you the room, then, to not have to raise taxes, possibly reduce taxes, and put more money back into the private economy rather than taking money out of the private economy. Those are the time-honored ways that you get through a crisis like this. Mayors have used it in the past successfully, not just me. Governors have used it. Presidents have used it. Obama isn't going in exactly the opposite direction. He's going in the direction of the largest amount of government spending we've ever done at a time in which we don't have much money. Right? It's like saying your income is getting reduced at home. Here's the answer to it. Go out and spend five times more than you ever spent before. Doesn't make sense.